O Lord of God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness surrounds you. Blessed be God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. O Lord, a glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. How blessed we are for the sweet gift of this season which you have given to us, and which you are calling us into the holy of holies of your presence to lift our heads and to refresh our hearts. Let the light of your countenance shine upon us, Lord, as we open up your word now. May the splendor of your majesty leap off the pages and revive our hearts with the glory of your holiness as we feast upon the fullness of yourself and your word. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Direct our steps by the light of your word today and draw us deeper into your love. We are before you desiring nothing more than the joy of your presence and wanting nothing to diminish the beauty of your holiness in our lives. We seek only to adorn you with the songs of highest praise. Be pleased with the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts today. We pray in your glorious high and holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It is a joy to be with you in the house of the Lord, his sanctuary today, just to worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness and the splendor of his majesty and to adore him. That's what this 9 o'clock hour is for. It's time, it's an opportunity to set the stage for the day, to just go out in praise and to fill the atmosphere with the adoration and love for our high King, wonderful Lord and Savior, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He loves us so much, and he's pouring so much into our hearts in this season. And this is an opportunity for us in these just frail clay vessels to pour out to him just a little portion of what he's given to us in this season. This morning, our devotion was from Isaiah 6, this glorious picture, an encounter that Isaiah had with the Lord. And I'm just going to read the first few verses here. Isaiah 6, verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And so I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken from the tongs of the altar, and he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away from you, and your sin is purged. You know, we've been talking about how our view of God directly impacts how we pray to the Lord. And today we see, as we're looking at and studying the name of the Lord of hosts and lifting up that name in this season, that he is holy. In Isaiah 6, we see that the seraphim are declaring his praise three times over. It's a repetition of his holiness, of his majesty. They're declaring it. Exodus 15:11 says, Who is like you, God, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Isaiah was undone by the bright light of God's holiness. Pierced into his polluted heart, and he fell on his face in repentance before the Lord. He was confronted with the holiness of God. Holiness is the centerpiece of all of God's attributes. At the very center of God's being is he's holy. And we know nothing like divine holiness. There's no way the human mind can even begin to fathom it. We have no understanding it. And our natural eyes are blind to it. It's unapproachable light, and it's incomprehensible. And it's only the Holy Spirit who can enlighten our eyes so that we can be made to see that glaring brightness of God's moral excellence. We cannot see it with our natural eyes. Isaiah's eyes were opened in that moment, and he saw the beauty of holiness, the bright whiteness of God's glory. You know, God is perfect in purity. He is ultimate perfect, moral perfection. And he designed his earth, his creation, to be moral. And so when anything comes in and tries to rob what he has created of that moral perfection, he's a jealous God. He's a holy God. And he's going to go after it with a vengeance. He's going to, like a parent who will fight to the death to rescue their child from the cancer that is killing them, our holy God is going after this moral excellence in this world, and he's coming after the sin that is robbing us of that. It's killing his creation. He's killing his people. And he did the only thing he could do to rescue us, to save us. He gave his son, the absolute, perfect, spotless, innocent one for us. He tells us in his word to be holy, for I am holy. The thing is, where God dwells in heaven, where Isaiah was taken to and saw this vision of God's holiness, nothing unholy can dwell there. No sin can exist there. Habakkuk 1:13 says, your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrong. You know, if the Lord dwells in our hearts through his Holy Spirit, if his Holy Spirit dwells in us, then it stands true that we also are to be holy unto the Lord. That was the golden plaque that the high priest wore on his turban, on his forehead, in the Levitical priesthood. It said, holiness unto the Lord. It was a mark of his calling, of his service to the Lord. And for us as his children, it is the same. We are to be holy unto the Lord. The Holy Spirit dwells in us. At the moment of salvation, he comes in and seals us by his Spirit. And so we must be holy to the Lord, to be holy because he is holy. He has made us a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, so that we may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're to sing his praises because we are holy. He has made us holy. He imparts his holiness to his children. And it's available only through the blood of the spotless Lamb of God who gave his life for us. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. For without holiness, no one will see God. He calls us to be holy because he is holy. And in the presence of his holiness, we're to fall on our faces, as Isaiah did and many others throughout the scriptures. We see it with Daniel. We see it with John. In the presence of God's glaring whiteness, they were undone. And that's how we're supposed to be. Recognizing our sin and laying ourselves out before the Lord in order that we can be vessels of his holiness and declaring his praises. And that's what we're here to do today. This morning, our is just to praise the one who has rescued us. He saw us in our moral imperfection. He saw us wallowing in our sin and dying in our sin, and he rescued us and made us holy to the Lord. So let's go before him this morning in the mighty name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, who is the Holy One. He is holy, holy, holy. Let's get wrapped in that beautiful garment of his holiness that he has arrayed us in, and let's bring him an offering, the fruit of our lips that declare his praise. You're welcome to come up here at the altar and pray, kneel before him, and you can use this microphone. And also in the center, there's a microphone. In front of it is some prayer morsels, scripture morsels that just declare the praise of the Lord. If you don't feel like you want to pray, I just encourage you to take one of those morsels and just read out the scripture. It's the Word of God. We want to just fill the atmosphere this morning with his praise. He's worthy. He wants to hear the sound of his children, this beautiful anthem of praise going across the nation. He's united our hearts from coast to coast, and he's knitted us together as one body to declare his praises. For if we don't, no one else will. Let us kneel before him and give him this offering this morning. Let us declare his praise. He is worthy. Heavenly Father, we are before you, O mighty God, our glorious King. We bow our hearts in reverent worship and praise, for you are holy, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. You alone are worthy of all our praise. Who is holy like you, Lord? We're here to declare your praise. O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied, and my lips shall praise you. I will meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help, Lord. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I rejoice. O Lord, hear my voice, O God, in my meditation, as I lift up my song of praise to you, Lord Jesus. Let us lift up glad voices and praise his holy name, O people. He is worthy of our praise. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is a great king over all the earth. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. He is greatly to be exalted.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from destruction? Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
This is Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow of the fowlers, of the flies of the day, nor the pestilence that stalk in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but you will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say to the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, thank you for this time to honor you, to glorify you, Lord. We rest in your presence today, God. We thank you for the sun that shone in Tennessee today, God, the beautiful mountains, the fresh air, the mist, God. You gave us a beautiful creation, God. We thank you for this, Lord. We give you all the honor and glory today, Lord, for loving us, for giving shelter to us, Lord, for giving us your peace, God. May we rest in your peace, Lord, today, and know that you are our protector, and you alone are the one who saves us, who loves us. God, we're so blessed today. We honor you. We give you all the glory. In Christ's name.
God, my God, my Lord, my Jesus, thank you, Lord, for your great mercy. We are undone before you. We bow before your throne. We give you all the glory, Jesus. We are nothing. It is you who work all things for the good for those who love you. Oh, Jesus, we love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We give you our life because you have given yours for us. Thank you, God, that you are always there and you never leave us nor forsake us. Your word is proven, oh, God, and you are a shield to all those who trust in you. Oh, Lord, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We trust in you, God, and we call upon your holy name, Jesus. Oh, God, your word says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Oh, God, we pray now, we fast, we seek you, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, we call on the name above all names, and we ask for your mercy upon this land, just as you had mercy on Nineveh. Have mercy on us, oh, God. Extend your mercy longer, God. Oh, Jesus, I pray for all those unborn babies, Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy on America. I pray that you would turn the hearts of mothers, Jesus. Lord, who don't know where to turn, but Lord, I pray that they would choose adoption, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would change people's hearts, that you'd go after lost sheep and bring them back to the flock, Jesus. Oh, God, help us to be workers, Lord, for you, who work diligently. Oh, Lord God, to serve you, Jesus, to bring in more souls to your kingdom, God. Because it's your will that none would perish, but that all would have everlasting life in the name of Jesus. Help us, God, to be your faithful servants, Jesus. We want to stand before you and hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. We need you, Lord. Help us in our weakness, for you are our strength. We can do nothing without you. Send your Holy Spirit among your people, God. Fill us, baptize us with all the gifts of your Spirit, God, so we can be used by you, God. Let rivers of living water flow from our hearts, God, to touch more people. Let others drink and taste and see that the Lord is good. We worship you. We give honor to your name. We lift up holy hands. You deserve to be worshiped. Thank you for the stripes that you took for us. Oh, God, thank you for the holes in your hands, the holes in your feet. Oh, thank you, God, for the blood you shed from your head when the thorns went into your forehead. Thank you, God, Abba, Father. Oh, our God, we worship you and thank you and love you and glory and praise to your holy name. For this is your house, God. Cleanse your bride, oh Jesus. Oh, God, your word says, my house shall be a house of prayer. Thank you, God, that you have made this a house of prayer. We love you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
extol you, my God, O King. And I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, O Lord, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. And I, O Lord, will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men will speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will utter the memory of your great goodness and sing your righteousness. For you, Lord, are gracious. God, you're full of compassion, slow to anger, abundant in mercy. Lord, you are good to all. Your tender mercies are over all your works. Lord, all your works shall praise you, O Lord. Your saints shall bless you. We'll speak of the glory of your kingdom, God. We'll talk of your power. We'll make known to the whole earth of your mighty acts and the glorious majesty of your kingdom. Because, Lord, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures all throughout all generations. Lord, you are righteous in all of your ways. You are gracious in all of your works. And you are near to all who call upon you, to all who call upon you in truth. O Lord, my lips shall praise the Lord. My flesh shall bless your holy name. For you are worthy, O Lord, forever and ever, Lord. I will declare your praise. While I have my being, Lord, I will sing your praise. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let this prayer be of you through the Holy Spirit, Lord. None of me. I hope that it's meant to touch people in some way or some form. I was reading about Mary, Lord, Lazarus' brother. He created men and women. Everything's under attack, including that and the marriage, Lord. And I read upon the two Marys, Mary that knew you, Lord, who lost faith when her brother died. And I believe you cried because of her lack of faith, Lord. There's many people that profess to know you, but in times of distress, where Lazarus' death was used to glorify God, Lord, that people when in the flesh can lose faith in you, and I believe that's why you cried. Then, Lord, the other Mary, who was the prostitute, who was probably treated very unreasonably like a dog, probably, I'm assuming, maybe without a father, Lord, like many children today, probably seeking the approval of men, maybe even abused by the Pharisee that judged the Lord. And it's so easy for us to look down upon people and judge them. The prostitute, the woman that's had abortions, Lord, but both women came to the realization, Lord, that they're nothing without you. Man who wears long hair is shameful, but the long hair of a lady is her glory, Lord. And all they had to do, all they had to bring was their glory, the long feminine hair, Lord, and maybe the most prized possession was the ointment, but both ended up at your feet, Lord. That's all they had, and they realized that forgetting what the world treats them like, the shame, children are being subjected to lies and deceit and propaganda, Lord, and perhaps grow up in a life of sin, things that we'd find an abomination, that you'd find an abomination, but you're still there for them, Lord. Let them know that they can come to you completely and wholly and be safe at your feet, Lord. You can turn that shame into a godly sorrow, Lord. For those that have been forgiven much, loved much, and I just ask that you pour out that love through us into the people that need you, Lord. Especially in this time and age. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with the psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hand.
I will praise you, my God and King, and bless your name each day and forever. Great is Jehovah. Greatly praise him. His greatness is beyond discovery. Let each generation tell its children what glorious things he does. I will meditate about your glory, splendor, majesty, and miracles. Your awe-inspiring deeds shall be on every tongue. I will proclaim your greatness. Everyone will tell about how good you are and sing about your righteousness. Jehovah is kind and merciful, slow to get angry, full of love. He is good to everyone, and his compassion is intertwined with everything he does. All living things shall thank you, Lord, and your people will bless you. They will talk together about the glory of your kingdom and mention examples of your power. They will tell about your miracles and about the majesty and glory of your reign. For your kingdom never ends. You rule generation after generation. The Lord lifts the fallen and those bent beneath their loads. The eyes of all mankind look up to you for help. You give them their food as they need it. You constantly satisfy the hunger and thirst of every living thing. The Lord is fair in everything he does and full of kindness. He is close to all who call upon him sincerely. He fulfills desires of those who reverence him and trust him. He hears their cries for help and rescues them. He protects all those who love him but destroys the wicked. I will praise the Lord and call on all men everywhere to bless his holy name forever and ever.
Lord Jesus, you are the perfect, beautiful Lamb of God. Humbly, you came to this earth as a baby to save the world from their sin. You, Lord God, humbly went to that cross for us, and you arose in glory. Oh, God, and you are coming back soon. Oh, Lord, you are coming back. And a sharp two-edged sword is coming from your mouth in judgment. And you are coming for your people. Oh, prepare us. Make us ready for your coming. Oh, Lord, let us have white garments on, God. Wash us in your blood, Jesus. Cleanse us and purify us. Help our minds to be on you and our eyes to always be on you. No matter what persecution comes, strengthen your bride. Oh God, help us to put on all the armor of God. Jesus, help us to be good soldiers for you, God. We need you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh Lord Jesus, for the blood you shed. Thank you, Lord God. That all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. In Jesus' name.
Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You have hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, Come up here, and I will show you things which take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow about the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their head. And from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worships him who lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. You are worthy, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you are slain, and you redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Revelation 22:12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of the tree of life freely. Thank you, Jesus. We are thirsty for you. We need you. We worship you and lift up your name. Holy, holy, holy are you. Your throne is forever, everlasting, eternal. And we worship you. Thank you for your words that you've spoken through your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise, even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will waken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples, and I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. And let your glory be above all the earth. Lord, we are before you. We cast our crowns at your feet today. And we say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their crowns around the glassy sea. The cherubim and seraphim, they're falling down before thee, who was and is and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Oh Lord, thank you today, Lord, for just the fresh glimpse of your beauty, a reminder of your glory, for peeling back, Lord, the curtains and allowing us to see the beauty of holiness, Lord Jesus. Let us walk out clothed in this garment of your bright, pure white light and radiate your glorious image to everyone we see. Be magnified in the praises of your people today. We love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. May our lives bring honor and glory to your name today. For it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. May you be blessed today as you go out in the joy of the Lord and just radiate his holiness and his beauty wherever you go. Feel his delight upon your face today. I look forward to seeing you back at noon as we come before the Lord again today. Blessings to you all. In Jesus' name.